Teach is produced on the traditional land of the Kaurna people. The South Australian Department for Education would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay our respects to all elders, past, present and emerging.
Hello and welcome to Teach, a podcast about teaching and learning in South Australia. My name is Dale Atkinson from South Australia's Department for Education. And today we are talking about the South Australian Curriculum for Public Education and specifically the languages component within it. And I'm joined by Miriam Parsons, who's the Manager of Languages and Bilingual Schools within the department, and Amy Goodrich, who's the Indonesian Specialist Teacher at Kilkenny Primary School. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
First of all, Miriam, to you, what is the purpose of language learning in primary schools?
We really want students to understand what learning a language is about. It's not so much focus on the content and communicative competence as perhaps been in the past, to being able to compare languages, bring the languages that they know already from home, English and their mother tongue languages or languages that they've learned previously in primary school, and make sense of the target language through making connections and comparisons through those languages so that it's more about their place in the classroom, who they are, their identities as expressed through language, and take those understandings to their secondary learning, whatever that language may be.
So what are the dispositions that we're looking to unlock in the students when we teach them a language?
There are many. And we've been working towards developing, focusing in on particular dispositions that we think are really emphasised and highlighted through learning a language. Things like community-mindedness, empathy, and being inquisitive, curious about language learning, making those connections between languages and wanting to know more. But really the human element of being a good human being and understanding the world and people around them and wanting to interact and communicate with others in the class, in their families, in their communities and beyond.
So within the organisation of the Australian Curriculum Version 9 and what we're doing in South Australia with the SA Curriculum for Public Education, why have we looked at languages as one of the first that we're leading out on?
We'll have curriculum for all 8 of the learning areas. Languages happens to be one of the first 4 that we've developed and put up prototypes for teachers to start to explore and look at. And this is a 3-year process, so there's time for teachers to engage and look at all 8 learning areas along the way. But we're really excited that languages is one of the first 4 to be offered to teachers to get involved and get familiar with. And one of the real advantages of that is that we have time to promote that real purpose and understanding about what languages is about and that higher purpose that languages is more than just a code. More than just, we've got AI now, so AI can do that direct translation. And it's timely in that the changes that we see through AI making teachers question, well, what is my role as a language teacher? And the broader community too, questioning what the purpose of language learning is. And so we can take this opportunity to really say, well, languages is about that higher human purpose. It's about the co-creation, co-construction of meaning. It's not about getting it exactly right, but that it's about using language to connect as human beings and going beyond just the literal communicative purpose of learning a language.
Yeah, that's really it's a really interesting area. Now, you can't talk about curriculum without talking about pedagogy at the same time. Mm. What are the pedagogical changes that might come about from the emerging approach?
Yeah, already our language teachers are drawing on the languages that students bring to the classroom and using them as resources, but this is making that visible for teachers. So their pedagogies will allow students to participate in really meaningful, authentic learning experiences that draw on connecting the languages that they know and saying, yeah, that's okay, bring your language, your home language, your understandings of English. How does that compare to the language that we're studying now, whether that be Spanish, Chinese? How do we connect and make sense of all these languages so that students making those connections for themselves and having opportunity to explore them in a safe environment and to demonstrate and be comfortable with their identities and the expression of self in the classroom. We really want languages to be an area that promotes well-being through social interactions. And we know that there's a real focus now in schools on social cohesion, on building that sense of community, and that languages practice, the activities of the languages classroom, can really help students to engage in that and then take it out beyond the classroom.
Now, Amy, who's our Indonesian specialist teacher from Kilkenny Primary School, you were nodding along to a fair bit of that. How does that reflect in your own practice, in your own classroom activities?
It's just really exciting, to be honest, because that's the direction that I like to go. And now knowing that that's where the South Australian curriculum is heading, it's just really validating for a lot of those little extra things that you put into your day by day to, you know, improve even the life skills, I guess, of the students. So it's very exciting.
Can you talk a little bit about what those little things extra day to day look like?
Things like, you know, when you're building empathy, you've got to look at, you know, other people's, you know, body language, the expression in their voice, pulling apart more than what just the language is. When we're talking about grammar points in Indonesian, for example, I could just talk about how we add this prefix or how we add an extra word to turn it into a command. But instead, we look at what does this say about Indonesian people that they want to soften every command. It tells us a lot about the people themselves and the culture. It's little things like that.
So there's depth of learning and comprehension that goes into that that must be really exciting to see children pick up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about how the new language curriculum will positively impact students more generally?
I think because we're focused on things like empathy, inquisitiveness, those are useful.
Can you talk a little bit about the interplay between sort of this approach to learning and student well-being and how those things support one another?
Yeah, I think one of the key parts of the curriculum is it has a why for everything. You know, it's, you know, each language teacher has so many reasons why they think their language or that culture is so important, or language in general is important. But this document actually states why these things matter, and children who can connect with the reason for their learning are happier, more successful learners. So just knowing why they're there, why they're doing it, I think it's going to be really impactful.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. Now, Miriam, we're talking about primary school languages at the moment. One of the things we know is that as students get a bit older, we tend to lose them from the language streams and they move into different focuses. What are we looking to achieve by creating excitement and interest and engagement with languages in the primary area?
As Amy said, if students know why they're there and what they're doing and where it might take them in terms of their next steps in learning, and they can see the transferability of the skills through the capabilities and transfer those skills to a new language, they're more likely to be able to build and be interested and enthused to continue. If they're only focusing on being a perfect native speaker of a language, which is not realistic in primary learning for anyone, then we're not setting our students and teachers up for success. By focusing on the transferable aspects of language learning, developing a love of language and enjoying being in the moment in activities that are meaningful to the student.
We're focusing on students in the primary areas and their engagement. In doing that, what are we hoping to achieve as they transition into secondary?
We want students to understand that what they bring from one language, they can transfer to another language. So even if they take up a different language at high school, then they've still learned things in primary school that they can apply and build on in the next language that they learn. And also, if they stop learning language and come back to it later in life, that they've had a positive experience of learning at primary school or early secondary and have something to build on in the future, and a real appreciation for those human attributes and qualities that they've developed through their language learning experiences early on.
Yeah, it's an enormous expression of empathy through the learning of a language, but also, you know, resilience there, because inevitably you're going to fail quite a bit as you move into that area. But what a capability builder in terms of teaching children how to learn. What an exciting area to be working on.
And to be positive about interacting with different languages and cultures around them. So knowing that they may not speak the language of the person that they're sitting next to in their Year 11 classroom, but that they have some intercultural skills and communicative capability to be able to engage and form relationships with people and work out ways of making meaning and building relationships with others.
So Miriam, public school system's going to be working together to refine this curriculum over time. How can educators get involved?
Yeah, there's many ways that teachers can get involved, but particularly through direct feedback through our website that people can go to. There'll be ongoing testing, refining happening in schools, and through that we'll continually be working with teachers, working together to say, oh, well, this perhaps needs a tweak or a shift or a change. So there'll be different ways that the curriculum evolves and is refined as we move forward.
Amy, what's it been like to be part of the process so far?
As a teacher, it's nice to be acknowledged that we do have something to put forward, that our opinions count, that our practice, you know, can inform future practice, and that, you know, we are the specialists. It's not just a title, we are specialists in our area, and it's great to be noticed. It doesn't feel like a top-down curriculum. It feels like I can really get involved in this because I was part of building it, and I guess it makes it a bit more user-friendly for teachers as well, because they were a huge part of the process.
Yeah, and it's going to be an ongoing collaborative, iterative process, and we'll have some notes in the show notes below on where to find the resources, but also how to be involved in further development. Miriam, Amy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.